Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
Remembering God save us.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal.
Greetings and welcome to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Jamal, The Reality of the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us this morning. I apologize for the little delay I see. I'm not as late as I thought I was. We thank the Creator for that, because I didn't think we were going to get on this morning. We didn't get on last week. We had a little problem there. But I'm thankful that we are blessed to get on this morning. And I'm greeting all of you with a beautiful, beautiful blessing for today. Assalamu alaikum. That means peace be unto you. Today's discussion will be the kingdom of God is within us. Most people look for God outside in other people and things, but God's kingdom is inside ourselves. It's in our soul. To connect with God is personal. You must understand that God is spiritual. He's not a creature. And the world he created for mankind is not outside, it's inside, within their soul. So we're going to have a brief discussion today. We only have half an hour to talk to you, but in July it's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. In that little short time, we pray that we will be able to give a lot of good spiritual inspiration that inspires you to you, and you will join us in feedback and we share with one another. So, without any further delay, since the program will be short today, I'm going to give to you our host for today, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
I greet you all in the greetings of peace. It means peace be unto you. It's in the Arabic language, and that is assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you all this morning. I hope and pray that you all have a blessed day today, a day of blessings, of getting to know and understand your Creator and the purpose of life he created for us better today than you did yesterday, and become a better person today so that you may be able to help someone else become a better person by your example. Today, the topic is about the kingdom of God is within us, because today, in all religions, And I look at people in general. The world is problematic today, full of problems. People got problems. All you hear is people talking about their problems. And then you can ask them, do you believe in God? And most people, they don't even know God. They don't know how to connect with God. When I was in Washington, D.C., I can remember it vivid, and I'm going to make it short. This man came up to me and he said, "Sir, can you just tell me some words? I feel like I'm in suicide, but you seem like you can tell me something to help me so I won't go that route." And I took time out with the man and I said, "Well, God has not left you, sir." I said, "God is still here, but you can't look on the outside. You can't look for things that he created to help you to connect with God." I said, "God is in you. But you got to believe that. I can't make you believe that. I'm not going to, that's not my job. I say, but please understand that if you know and understand and believe what I'm saying, that God created you and he's inside of you and he's just waiting on you to call on him inside of you. You don't have to go nowhere. You don't have to talk to nobody else. You just talk to me today and then start talking to God for yourself. And the man left and he said, sir, you have helped me a lot. I understand what you're saying, and I'm going to do that. And he left with a smile on his face. Now, that's one person that God might have blessed me to help stop, to kill himself, committing suicide, just by reminding them that God still exists, but he don't exist outside. Most people today in religion or out of religion, they done made sex their God, money their God. They done made their self for God. You got women out here that call themselves goddesses. You got people like black guy, or people calling themselves a black gods. I'll be out working sometime, and some brothers will greet me. They'll say, Assalamu alaikum. I'd say, how you doing, black god? And I don't even say nothing to them because I know that's so crazy and absurd. I'm not going to respond to nothing crazy like that. I know I ain't no god. Could never be no god. I ain't created nothing. I ain't created myself. You got white people calling themselves God today. You got other people, Israelites, calling themselves God. You know, everybody, most everybody's calling God things he created. But God is the creator. He's a spirit. Even though we don't see God, he see us. And we worship God correctly. We would worship God, Allah, Almighty God, as if though we see him watching us, which he really is. But though we don't see him, know truly in your heart and your mind, he see you. And know that he understands what's in your heart. He knows what you're going to do before you know what you're going to do. He knows what you design in your heart before you even know. God is all-knowing. Almighty God, Allah, is all wise. He's all seeing. So don't think you can hide anything from God. And know that God loves sincerity. Most people that say they believe in God today, they want to try to be up this evil world ways, and they want to try to say they're following the way of God at the same time. You can't live a good life and a sinful life at the same time. It's either one or the other. When we were growing up, there was a saying, you can't worship two masters. You can only serve one master. And the two masters they were talking about is God, the true master, or the devil, Satan, the false master. And most people are worshiping Satan, the false master. He has become their master. Why? Because they have given him the power over themselves by following the evil ways of this world that he's calling them to. For instance, he called you. He's an instigator. He calls us the wrong. He can't make us do wrong, but he suggests. He says, okay, you a man. You done had sex with women. Now, don't you want to try with a man and see how it is? Same thing to a woman. He said, listen, look, you done had sex with men, and they don't know how to treat you. They're abused and everything. Don't you want to try having sex with a woman because she know how to treat you? She a woman. I don't hear a woman say this. And they try to use them things that justify homosexuality and lesbianism. Rather than turning to God saying, okay, if this man ain't treating me right, I need to turn to God. I know God can always treat me right. And the man on his behalf, if the woman ain't treating him right, he need to say, hey, I can call on my God, my creator, and I know he's going to always treat me right. He's going to always understand me. He ain't going to never shun me. He ain't going to never put me down. He's going to always build me up. This is what we need to understand, that don't depend on a preacher or a Muslim imam or a Christian preacher or a Jew rabbi, any religious leader today to help you find God. It says in the last days in the Holy Bible that most people would be lovers of themselves. And that's what we see today. So by most people being lovers of themselves, why are you going to go to somebody who loves themselves and don't love God to help you to understand God? They don't even know God themselves. So we must understand that what God placed the most emphasis on in all of his revelations, in which the Holy Quran is a confirmation of all of his revelation, meaning it's a fulfillment of all of his truth that he revealed to all his prophets and messengers, peace be upon them all. And he said in the Quran, the most important thing or concern he had for us as people, human beings, creatures he made and created, is our personal relationship with him. He said he loved those who call on him all the time. That is, talk to him all the time. I mean, I'm out here working all the time in the streets, and I talk to God all the time. And that keeps me strong, and all this evil around me, it's a saying, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I should fear no evil. I'm going to cut it now because the time is short. See if we have any guests when they come on. All right, peace be with you.
Peace be with you, and thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Yes, yes, she's coming on strong again there. And we do have guests today. We only have half an hour, and I think we have about 15 minutes left now. So we want to give our guests a chance to come in and say something. We have 919-519-3521 number. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Christine Parker from Durham, North Carolina.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for coming on. And we hope you're enjoying the show. Is this your first time on?
Yes.
Thank you very much, ma'am. We are here today to bring to you the Word of God. And we pray that you will be inspired by it. You will receive knowledge and information that you carry and pass on to others. This is how we help one another, and encourage them to join us next Sunday. Right now, we are looking for, do you have a question or a comment? Is there something you would like to ask? Yes,
Well, I enjoyed the show from what I heard and what Brother Shahid said. That is true. And I would also like to tell people they need to read the Quran. That is the best Bible in the world.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am. Yes, indeed. The Quran contains the information of all the books of God. All the other books are included in the Quran. That's what it is, the conclusion to all the other books of God that the other prophets brought to him, the other words of the prophets. And people need to understand that. Thank you very much. If you don't have any more to say, we're going to go on. We do have another guest here, and we have a short show today. We're not going to be as long as we usually are. We only have 30 minutes, so we want to get everyone in within that time. The next number here is 919-717-2047. Good morning. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? I believe it's Brother Larry.
Good morning. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikum assalam, Brother Larry.
Yes, I think that's the number that you called out, my phone number, my cell number.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
Good morning to the show and the listening audience. Good coming to greeting with peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Yeah, and I'm here for the short show today. But I'd like to, do a follow up on what you just mentioned, Brother Shahid. But we got to really search inside, look inside ourselves in order to receive the blessings of Almighty God and understand that God is closer to us than they say our jugglers ain't. And one thing that we have to do, I try to speak closely to my experience as possible, that someone may understand, understand where, how I, receive some blessings from God. I mean, in reference to feeling him and you know, feeling his presence, that is. And one thing is that you do have to somewhat isolate yourself or set yourself away from the worldly things, your own desires, that is, in order to, you know, like I said again, I speak in my experience, in order to receive the blessings of Almighty God. And I know at times when I had fast and, you know, humbled myself through a fast, and I could receive the feel the presence of Almighty God, and they call it spirit. Now, I have went to church, and, you know, and they, you know, like some people, they say they get the spirit. But me, myself, I can't say that I've ever gotten the spirit like that, you know, when people say you're receiving God. My experience of receiving God's presence close than I ever have before was through a fast and prayer and fasting, and I humble myself to and become humble to receive the Spirit of Almighty God. So I just wanted to share that.
Well, thank you very much, Brother Larry. You shared a whole lot in a short period of time. I want to thank you, and I want to thank Miss Christine Parker, who is one of my longtime friends, Brother Larry. And she's not only been a friend, she's been one of my customers and have supported me in my business more than anybody I can possibly think of. She spent more money with me to support me, we not only she bought, but she inspired me. When I ever seen her and her friend, they always inspired me. They always supported me, and he showed me love right up until he left this world. And I pray for his soul, because he did say he loved me, and he told me he loved the Quran. He seen me and my brother Michael, peace be upon his soul too. He's deceased, my only brother. This man seen me and my brother. He was staying with me, and we were dressed alike in our holy garments. And he said, "Man, y'all look so good." He said, "I want to be like y'all." And I do truly believe in my heart he wanted to be like us, and the man was trying to change. And that just leads me to say this. On this subject we're talking on, as I've been reading the Quran lately, I've been seeing where Allah say a lot of people that people think going to heaven, they're not going to heaven. And to say a lot of people that people think and be telling, trying to judge people in religion, saying they're going to hell because they're alcoholic, drug addicts, they don't know that only one know who going to heaven or hell is God. He's the judge of people. So that's another reason why you should look for God in you, because, and then read the Quran, as Ms. Christine said, because the Quran is the truth uninterrupted by man. Almighty Allah said in the Quran, whose word can be truer than my word? And we know the answer to that. Nobody's word can be truer than God's word, Allah's word, because he's all-knowing. So being that it's a short show, I would like to ask Ms. Christine Parker to come back on for just a minute, because I want to hear her again. And she's a new guest, but she's not a new friend. She's been one of my best. She's one of my best friends in the world right now. So I would like to hear from you, Ms. Christine, just one more time before we go up there.
Ms. Christine Parker.
Yes.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear
you. All right. Yes, ma'am, we want you back on the air, and I want to say right now, I really thank Allah for blessing us with such a beautiful person as you. And I pray that you have a special and blessed day today for the support that you have been giving to us for some time now, to my husband especially. And we appreciate your coming on. So I just want you to, whatever you have to say, relax, enjoy the show, and let us hear from you.
All righty.
Could you say something, Ms. Christine, about what we were talking about this morning? Just mention something else about the personal relationship with God. And like Brother Larry said, how all of us, if we be truthful, when you go to church, Brother Larry, that was so beautiful. I've been to church, and I've also had been to Bible classes in people's houses. And one girl I was going with, when I was 17, her mother had a Bible class. I think it was on a Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever they happened to the Christian. And I was sincere. I was trying to change my life. I wanted to marry her daughter. She wanted to marry me. And she and a lovely lady, a Christian lady pastor, they had us to walk across the floor and back and forth and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. And so I did that, and I was sincere. She said, and after a little bit, y'all going to feel the Spirit of God coming, y'all. And we did that, and did it about 3 or 4 times. So I was like, question, like, now, why ain't it coming? That feeling she's telling me about, she's telling us about. And the fourth time, I think, I looked at my girlfriend at that time, and she looked at me, and I asked her quietly. I said, do you feel anything? She said, no. I said, I don't either. She said, but don't tell Mama that. When she asks you, tell her, yeah, you feel it. I said, I can't lie to God for you. So if that means we got to break up, we just got to break up. I can't lie about God. And so her mother said, do y'all feel the Spirit of God? You should feel it right now. I said, no, ma'am, I don't feel anything. She said, well, there ain't nothing but the devil in you. I said, ma'am, there ain't no devil in me. You can't tell me what I don't feel, what I feel and I don't feel. So, like Brother Larry say, you and the relationship with God is personal. Nobody can tell you when you feel a God's spirit in you or what God is saying to you. That God got a direct and personal relationship, not only with people, but with everything he created. When Allah tell the sun rise, it don't hesitate. When he say, for the sun go, you set, and the moon come out. The moon come out. He tells a dog, bar. The dog, bar. Everything God created knows God. You can even be going up to a fish's dog. And if you've got the Spirit of God in you and you pray and ask God, don't let that dog bite me. That dog will stop in his tracks. That dog will not bite you. That dog will just look at you and you walk on by. Because that God, he following the command of God. Don't bite my servant. So, this is very powerful for everybody listening, especially to understand that that's the only way you can change things by understanding God in you and not looking for God outside of you. I'm through. Miss Christine, would you say, if you want to, just a word or two, because 30 minutes go by so fast.
Okay, I'm going to try to get all this in. When I had cancer, I had surgery 3 times. When I went to have surgery, I prayed. I prayed. And then when I prayed, I told the nurse that I was okay because I had God, and God was holding my hand. When I went to sleep up under, I saw angels. When I woke up, I told the nurse that I saw angels. And she thought I was crazy. Just like I told her, as long as I know God was holding my hand and he was with me, I'm good to go.
Yes. So I appreciate you sharing that with us, Ms. Christine, because that was none other than a divine miracle. God is a miracle worker. And
yes,
He works miracles all the time. They've got to have faith and trust God. That's the problem with most people, briefly, I'm going to say. They don't have faith in God because they don't see God. But God is a spirit. You ain't supposed to see God with your mortal eyes. This flesh can't see God. But the Spirit of God in us is what shows us God. Moses seen God.
As long as I can feel him, and as long as I know he's talking to me when I need him,
yes.
I don't need to see him. I know he's there.
That's right. Absolutely. Brother Larry, would you like to make another comment? Because I want everybody to get ample time before the program is over. Would you please comment, sir?
Yes. Thank you, sir. I understand what Ms. Christine is saying because no one, you know, we can't tell whether somebody else feels God's presence or not. But I do think that some people just have a spirit that they feel, and I speak about it because some of my church experience, and people will ask you that the presence of God is in here, and you can feel it, and I've seen where people, where a minister would touch somebody's head, and they will fall on the floor, and I've had the had it happen to me where they touched me and I didn't fall because I didn't have that feeling that they say they had. So the question was, I asked the question was about why do people fall on the floor when the minister touched their head? I mean, it's like the spirit hit them and they fall out. So the answer to that question was, from when I asked the question to someone, was that you're supposed to lay out on the floor if the minister touches your head. And I was like, why? And it was that the answer was because you're supposed to lay down for God, as if to say that you are laying down your life for God. Now, I understand that if you're talking about something symbolic, but if you're talking about the true spirit.
Really, I can interrupt you. I late. We have 30 seconds left. 30 seconds left, so we need to make our prayer and close out at this time. And we want to thank all of you for joining us today. We're sorry we had to cut it so short because it's getting so good.
No problem.
So here's the prayer and that's about.
Okay, yes, I will pray. I would like to say, in the name of Allah, the creator of all people and all things in the heavens and the earth, forgive us all of our sins, that is those of us who have faith. Help us each day to learn to call on you and ask you, as Jesus did 2,000 years ago, let your will be done in our life, not our will. Amen.
Honey, have a great day, everyone. Thank you for joining us this again next Sunday, 10:30 a.m. Peace be with you.
Seems like we've all been